Hello?
Hi, good evening. I'm Jesus, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions regarding the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not telling anything. We're not asking for a donation. Just a few questions. Am I speaking with Anthony Allen?
Yes.
All right. Now, Mr. Allen, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, or 26 to 40?
With the union or just in the trade itself?
Just in the trade itself.
Like 20 years.
Okay. Very long time. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, tile setter?
Yeah, bricklayer.
Okay. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journey level.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work that when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, would you say 0 weeks, 1 to 4, 5 to 12 weeks?
Since February.
That's quite a bit. So that's over 21 weeks, I would say, since February. Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. Now, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah.
Okay. And as an open-ended question, why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Because I've been paying my dues and not working, so it's like, why even keep paying my dues and I'm not working?
I see. Thank you so much, sir, for that answer. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that things are, that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were?
Fewer union.
Okay. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Do I feel there's not enough?
Yeah, or actually, do you feel, or do you get a sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on your union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know which one?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Yeah, probably the same.
Okay. All right. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
It might get worse.
Okay. Now, just to switch in gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the one. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. Was it in person or online?
In person.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Now, I'm just about halfway through. I really appreciate your time. I'll get to these questions very briefly. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
What was that?
Have you participated in the activity in the past 12 months? Picketing was the first option.
Oh, no.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
What was that again? Excuse me.
Sorry. It's okay. No, it's okay, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you. Now, just changing the subject to the world beyond the union, if you can help me rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank the sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. How about the internet or social media? How would you rank that from 1 to 5?
Which one was least?
The internet or social media?
You said the numbers, which one?
The least would be a number 5.
Yeah, 5.
Okay. How about radio?
Hello?
Yes. How about radio?
Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2.
Okay. Cable news?
Like 2.
Okay. Local TV news programming.
1.
Okay. Friends and neighbors.
4.
Okay. Print or online newspapers.
5.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Would you say immigration, jobs and the economy, education, foreign policy, healthcare, support for labor unions, the environment, or something else?
Support for labor unions.
Okay. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act, it ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. All right, just a few more questions. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Do I feel that they support it?
Yes. Do you feel it's more supported by the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither? Or...
I think neither.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you say GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The auto workers.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to read a brief list of items. Just please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following topics. His job as president overall. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Foreign affairs.
Say foreign affairs?
Yes. Would you say Joe Biden has done a, do you approve or strongly approve, somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with this item?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. How about immigration?
Give me one second. I just got my car and I'm trying to get you.
Sure. No problem. And thank you again for taking the time out.
All right. What was that again now?
Okay. How about immigration? Do you approve of the job Joe Biden has done with immigration? Would you say strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
No.
Okay.
Disapprove.
Somewhat, or would you say strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Support for labor unions?
For labor unions?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden?
Yes, sir.
Somewhat approved.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one on the list is healthcare.
Okay.
Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Strongly approve, you said, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay. Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's fair.
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's fair.
Okay. Now, this is an open-ended question, and we're just about done. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Basically, I feel strongly that once apprentices journey out, that they have, like, work for them to get into instead of laying them off after a job is done and they're sitting at home for 2-3 weeks and they're waiting to get another job. It's too hard to try to craft your skill because you're not getting a rhythm.
I see. Okay. And
as a bricklayer, it's all about repetition. The more times you do it, the better you get. But if you're not getting that opportunity,
you'll never be able to get that good, especially if it's a new trade to you.
I see. Hey, I'm just writing down your answer. I really appreciate that.
Because that's what happened with me. Through my apprenticeship, I wasn't really getting a lot of time laying blocks. So once I did journey out, I wasn't as fast as everybody, and it became a problem.
Mm.
But it wasn't my fault.
You just weren't receiving work.
I wasn't having the opportunity to get on the wall and lay block with the other guy. I was on the saw making cuts and doing other miscellaneous stuff instead of doing what the trade actually wants you to do, which is lay block.
Okay.
So by the time I journeyed out, you know, I knew how to lay blocks. I just wasn't fast enough and wasn't getting the numbers that they require you to have as a journeyman to where it was hard to maintain work.
Okay. I see. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Does give us a lot of information and a lot of insight. I really appreciate it. Now, another open-ended question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What's the most important thing the union should be working on?
Trying to obtain some of these new jobs that's like new constructions that's going up around Los Angeles area. That's not a union. It seems like non-union getting all the big jobs in L.A.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, email, mail, or text, SMS?
Email.
Okay. Email, okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four more times a year?
A couple of times.
All right. Now, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Neither.
Okay. Okay. All right. And do you think yourself as do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Okay. Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Black African American.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir?
Anthony.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now this concludes our survey. Your opinion is very important to us, and I know your time is very important as well, so I want to take the time and thank you very much for helping us out. And it really helps us out in getting a bigger picture on everything. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great evening, sir, and a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.